Jamal Brown, no news there. Hip is still sore. He would not practice today and probably will not practice tomorrow. Brandon Merriweather, ACL tear on the right knee. You know, be about 6 months recovery. We'll have the operation in the next 2 weeks. Reed Doty had some stitches in his finger. He should be okay. London has an ankle sprain. He would be out if he was practicing today. Pierre Carson with the foot sprain. No changes there. Still be limited. Logan Paulson, he had a hip strain. He finished the game. He's still pretty sore right now. He'd be listed as limited. Savs, no change there. Nick Sundberg, he's okay. Trent Williams had a little bit of an ankle sprain. He would be listed as limited. Josh Wilson had a rotator cuff, second degree strain. He'd be listed as limited. Okay. Okay.
Brandon Merriweather, I mean, you know, yeah, he gave you such a spark. Yeah.
No, he played great. Yeah. I mean, you can't ask a guy to play any better than he played. 37 plays, the tackles, the pass breakups, the interception. He's just a football player. And unfortunately, it's the first time he's ever been hurt. You know, he hasn't been hurt in the past. You know, he's had a couple of shoulder sprains here and there. But every once in a while, these things do happen. And, you know, it was the right knee. Never had any problem with the right knee before. But anyway.
Is it possible that maybe he was compensating and maybe that did something to weaken the right knee?
You never know. I can't tell you for sure, but that's a possibility.
Like, what did Brandon's presence allow you guys to do differently yesterday, if anything?
Well, he made some plays, as you could see. Made some nice tackles and pass breakups. And, you know, he adds a lot to our football team. We'll have some guys step up and play well in his spot. I thought DJ came in and did a good job. After Brandon went down, he came in and had a nice hit in there. So expecting these guys to step up and take his spot.
Has DJ made some strides over the last month or so? We haven't seen him play much. Has he made some strides out here in practice that lead you to believe that maybe he's ready for a bigger role?
Well, I think you saw it during the game, that one hit he had. So hopefully it continues and he plays at a high level.
Did Brandon have the MRI this morning? What was the timetable there? Did you guys have an idea that was the case last night?
Just saw no. In fact, he wanted to go back in the game. He talked to me after the game. He felt great. He said, don't worry about me, coach. I'm ready to go. A little sprain. I could have went in there and finished the game. And obviously with this, you know, with the score the way it was, we were going to take a chance and put him back in. But, you know, obviously looking at the MRI.
There was no contact on that injury, right? He just went down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you talk to him already today?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How would you describe if he assume he's probably pretty shocked then, it sounds like.
Yeah, obviously shocked, disappointed. He loves football. You know, he's got energy out there, and one of the reasons we brought him in. But it's unfortunate because he hasn't been healthy, and this is just a couple freak situations. So hopefully he can take care of that and be back next year ready to go.
Did you see obviously his physical talents, but that energy, that charisma, did that translate in any way to your team at all yesterday?
Yeah, I think anytime you get a guy that's looking forward to playing, and he's played at a high level, it's great to have those guys out there. They add an air of confidence to your football team, and more importantly, they go out and make plays.
London's injury, is that a concern for Thursday at this point, you think?
Mm-hmm. Sure. By the time you got an ankle sprain, you're not really sure. He's in a boot right now, and knowing London, he'll be back if possible. But we'll have to evaluate it day by day.
Like when you get a high ankle sprain or just a regular root?
It's an ankle sprain. I don't know.
Like when you guys went to Reed after playing DJ the first part of the year, what did you want to see better from DJ that you're hoping you get from him this time around?
You give guys opportunities to make plays. And a guy like DJ, I think he went in there yesterday and made a couple of plays look good. Reed's very consistent as well. I got a lot of confidence in both guys.
What are the challenges of getting ready in this short turnaround? What do you have to do, modifying game planning and kind of cramming everything in there?
Well, you have about a day and a half to put in your game plan, and normally you have a good 3 days plus a little bit of study time. So, you know, what we do today is we walk through our special teams. We look at some film. Guys will be on the field for about 45 minutes, just walkthroughs, more of a meeting on the field. And then Tuesday will be like a Wednesday-Thursday practice. And Wednesday will be like a Thursday-Friday practice during the season. The only difference is you're traveling on that Wednesday, so it's really kind of like a Saturday. So you try to get as much as possible with the normal game plan done. You can't overdo it because you want these players to be able to go out there and play. But they're in the same situation we are with the preparation, so it evens out.
You mentioned having that preparation during the bye week that you started doing stuff for Dallas. Are you already seeing some of that stuff paying off because it's Monday, you got the game 3 days away, and there's already things you've already covered at this point?
Yeah, it's much better having that bye week when we did, where we could prepare for a couple of days and look at an opponent rather than just have a Thursday night game and, you know, no time in between.
Like Pierre said, he's not really close to where he wants to be, but he obviously wants to be on the field. You got to go back and watch. What did you think of how he performed, and are you hoping as he continues to play that he can get a little bit more dynamic, effective, and just help?
I'll be honest with you. I was pleased with what he played. A couple breaks in there, a slant route, a comeback route. I was impressed with the way he ran the routes in comparison to how he looked after he came back from New Orleans. So that was encouraging. The thing you don't know is how he can handle the turf, play on the turf. So we'll take him out before the game, and hopefully the pain's not that great, and go out there and help us win.
Are you hoping to get more plays from him as he goes along, or are you just going to try to limit him and get what you can in kind of smaller doses?
Well, you'd like to play him as much as possible. Two things. You got to make sure that he's in football shape. And number two, that it's not bothering him, is was mentioned, that he can go out there and, you know, help us win. So, you know, he's had a couple weeks of getting back in football shape. He made some plays in that game. Obviously, didn't get the ball on a couple of those plays, but you could see that he could separate and do some things that give you a chance to win. The big question now is, can he do it on a turf where it's a little bit harder, a little bit tougher to run on for a guy like him going through the type of pain he's dealing with on the bottom of his foot?
Mike, a lot of guys in the locker room on defense yesterday talked about maybe some confidence building after a performance like that. Do you think Brandon's injury tempers that a little bit?
No, I don't think so. I think it's, so you're always disappointed anytime you lose an excellent player, but guys step up. You know, we've had that happen, you know, throughout the season, and most teams go through the same situation. But, you know, they should be proud with the way they played. We played extremely hard. You know, we had a number of sacks. We, you know, kept the yardage down, obviously 6 points. You can go on and on, but that was a football team playing extremely hard for 60 minutes, and that's what you're looking for. Hopefully it can carry over.
We saw Alfred Morris in there on third downs, which he hasn't done a lot of.
Pardon me?
We saw Alfred Morris in there on third downs, which he hasn't done a lot of. What went to expanding that role, and how did you think he did other than, you know, some false starts?
I thought he did an excellent job. You know, he's getting much more comfortable with the system. You know, I told him he can stay in there as long as he wants to. You know, when he gets tired, he comes out on his own. He's got a good feel for our protections right now. Anytime he's in a game, you know, he's an added threat for us. So he feels good enough to pick up all the different protection schemes. You know, he's strong enough right now where he'll put his head in there and do the things that he needs to do to give us good protection. Got a lot of confidence in him. And obviously he's always that threat running the football. So that's why he's in there.
London thought that the pass rush really benefited, he said, from Perry rushing from the outside more. Was that one of the adjustments that you guys tried to make with some of the stunts and things?
There's always different things. You have game planning going into each game, you know, depending on the strength or the weakness of a offensive line, you know, different protection schemes. And, you know, we'll continue to try to mix things up a little bit. Sometimes it's with different personnel groupings. Other times it with schemes. But, you know, you got to do that on a week-to-week basis, because if they ever stereotype you, usually they can pick you up pretty quick.
Completion percentage has already been among the league's best throughout the season anyway. Yesterday he took it to an extreme, I guess, 14 out of 15. What is that, just good decisions on his part? What makes him such an accurate passer?
Well, number one, you've got to, you know, you've got to be able to make plays off schedule, and I thought he was able to do that. A couple times things broke down, and he made some plays on his own, which is testament to, you know, what type of quarterback he is, what type of athlete he is, and to get a good feel and make plays that he made, most people can't make. So he's just going to keep on working, because every week, as we've talked about, is a learning experience for him. And he's going to look at some things, and he's going to say, oh, man, just missed it. And hopefully the next week, it'll come to him. But as we talked about, it's a 2-3-year process, but he's doing a heck of a job.
When you see him making some of those off-schedule plays, like the one he threw back to Garcon from across the field right at the end of the first half, Do you think in your mind, like, oh my goodness, what is he doing? Or do you have enough confidence in him at this point that you maybe think that it doesn't look good, but maybe he sees something that I don't? Where's your level of trust in him lie when those situations arise?
Well, if you watch him in college, he's been making those plays for 4 years in college, and he's got the ability and the arm strength to go to one side of the field and throw it back, you know, 65, 70 yards. A lot of people can't do that. Or when he threw it back to Pierre, it wasn't that far, but he's got the confidence in his arm and he can get it there very quickly. Now, sometimes you go against some excellent defensive players that have speed too. So a lot of times it doesn't get there quite quick enough, or you'd like it to get there a little bit quicker, like that situation occurred. But not many people can make that throwback play.
Mike, I guess it's nitpicking, but can you just talk about what went into your thought about going for it on fourth and one with, about 14 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter, and instead of kicking the field goal that would have put you up by three scores?
Well, I thought I was already up by three scores, to be honest with you. And anytime you take a look at 18 points, you get 8 and 8 is 16. You're up by three scores, and 7, 7, and 7 is 21. I really felt two chances with third and one and fourth and one. Normally we make those plays. Unfortunately, we didn't. I've been doing that for a long time. It's worked out well for me. We're always going to be on the aggressive side of play calling. And then I've been in situations like that where I've gone the other way and I've kicked a field goal and I've missed it and I gave them excellent field position where they go right down the field instead of thinking what you thought. All of a sudden they got the ball to right down a distance. So I thought it was a chance to, wind down the clock a little bit and still score a touchdown.
I guess kind of related to that, you've had Kai now for a couple of weeks and he's 9 for 9 on his field goals, a lot of 40s and a lot of 50s out there. Is that probably as well as it could have gone for you looking at him from that aspect?
No, just a great decision a couple weeks ago on our part. No, you never know. You're just hoping. But like I said, he came out here with two veterans. And to be honest with you, he was a guy that nobody really even talked about. And you watch him kick, and he won it legitimately against three veterans, but two other veterans that have been in the NFL for a long time. And usually when you handle pressure, it transfers over to game situation, and fortunately, he's taking advantage of that opportunity. Hopefully, he can keep it going.
How does he work on those kickoffs? I mean, a lot of them are not hitting the end zone at this point. Is that something he's just...
this is the first game that he really did a poor job on kickoffs. He's been doing a good job. He's been doing a good job in practice. I can't tell you why he didn't kick the ball good in this game, kickoffs. But I've been pretty pleased with him since he didn't kick off in college. And to see him kicking off as consistently as he has, I've been pretty impressed. He just had a tough game, and hopefully he can get better on it.
You mentioned that when you had that workout, he's out there kicking against veteran kickers. I'm especially at the point where you're struggling in the kicking game. How hard is it to make that decision then to go with a guy who doesn't have an NFL track record?
Well, I always take a look at those other couple kickers, and they've been cut for a reason. I'm not sure why. Sometimes it's age. Sometimes maybe they didn't have a lot of confidence in situations. But if they're out there on the street, and then this guy really has never had an opportunity, I'm just going to judge him from what they do on the field. Because this guy was in Tampa Bay's camp but never had a chance except in preseason to show people what he could do. And at Dallas, he didn't have an opportunity really to play in any game. So, he won the competition here, and sometimes all of a sudden they're 0-for-4. It makes you look kind of silly. But when the guy comes through like he has, you're just glad he took advantage of that opportunity. You're glad he's on our football team, and hopefully he's kicking good for a long time.
Ryan Kerrigan obviously had sack, forced fumble, fumble recovery, and then he had that one big play that kind of stunted their momentum on that drive where they were trying to tie it at 7-7. Did you think that was kind of like his best game that he's played in at least a couple of weeks? Or?
And Ryan's been very consistent the whole year. Anytime that you lose a pass rusher on the other side or a couple guys on the other side or another guy on his side, it puts a lot of pressure on a guy. He's been playing extremely hard each week. He gives you everything, that you want on every play. He's never missed one play since he's been here, and he fights for 60 minutes. He's the type of guy you want to go to war with.
You've had a number of guys go down with ACL injuries. Is that this more than normal, or what do you think goes into that? Sure.
I wish I knew, because if I knew, I could prevent it. But unfortunately, you can't. It's the nature of this profession. People are going to have ACLs for one reason or another. I can't explain why. But if someone does get the answer to that, they'll be making a lot of money very quickly.
Mike, did you get to the bottom of that one incompletion?
I did. I was a little upset. I was going to deal with you guys, but I decided not to. You guys took me serious with the incompletion.
Think about all the big stages that Robert's played in, and now he gets a chance to play on Thanksgiving Day against the Cowboys. It seems like a big moment, but no doubt he's going to take it and kind of run with it.
Well, yeah, I mean, everybody takes, you know, looks forward to playing on national television, obviously on Thanksgiving. You know, everybody's watching, your peers are watching. And, you know, you want to perform as best as you can, show people what your organization's about.